Okay, as this time of the year is particularly, one is supposed to pay particular attention to one's midos in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, the common advice is for people to learn Pirkei Avos, and I was hoping to take the next few weeks just to look at various Mishnais and Pirkei Avos that I think will help inform us, will inform our best practices in Mida practices. Some of the best people that I know, some of the nicest people I know, are people who spend a lot of time studying Pirkei Avos. I don't know whether there is causation there, but one can imagine that there is. The sefer that I was hoping to use over the next few weeks is a classic Pirkei Avos sefer called Midrash Shmuel. It's a commentary written by Rav Shmuel Dai Uzida, who lived in the 16th century in Sfat, which was a particularly great time to live in Sfat because everyone was floating. It was a very mystical, Kabbalistic time. He was surrounded by the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital and all the other tremendous Kabbalistic Rabbanim who lived in Sfat at the time. And he wrote this magnificent commentary on Maseches Avos that has been described to me as a cross between Rav Dessler's insight, Rav Avadia Yosef's source material, all in Maseches Avos. So he initially opens up his comments on this book by asking why we call it Maseches Avos. And he offers three answers, one of which I'll present today, two of which we will present tomorrow. The first answer that he suggests as to why it's called Maseches Avos is because initially in the opening of the Sefer, we describe the lineage of Jewish tradition. Right? We describe how we have received the Masorah from the people who came before us, and the nature of Jewish learning, the nature of Jewish growth, is not exclusively to look at what's going forward, not to be excited to anticipate the growth that will take place over the next 7 weeks or 6 weeks now. Not to just look forward, but also to recognize that if we are true about our desire to grow, right, if we really want to think about how we can improve ourselves, we have to be grateful and understand that there are people who have come before us, there are avos who have come before us, who have kind of laid the ground for us. That kind of perspective, I will just add, I think offers a tremendous amount of humility. Right, we've achieved so much, but only because of those who have come before us. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashim, Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zachas Yisrael, Ficha Achir B'Lahem, Torah Mitzvos, Shenem Adonai Chofetz Man Tzko, Yagdil Tzorov Yadir.